RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dave in Queens. Dave, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I want to switch gears a little bit over here, and I want to defend Aaron Glenn.
Sure.
I know it's an unpopular thing to do, but at the end of the day, I think a coach can only do so much, right? And you need talented players on a team. I'm a diehard Jets fan, and I haven't heard of half of their roster, right? Even if they had the best coach in the NFL, you still have to have players in order to compete at a really high level. And they don't have players that compete at a really high level. These players on any average or even a little below average would be on the practice squad. And
right.
That's an issue.
So no,
I don't understand. I know sports is like an emotional thing to like overreact. What can we or who can we attack, you know, in order for this team to be better? Really, it's an organizational thing. The Jets are – I only started believing in curses since starting going for the Jets.
Dave, can I just push back a little bit? I think you're generally right, but I think we're also now over-exaggerating this. Do they still have Will McDonald? Do they still have Quincy Williams? I mean, A.D. Mitchell and John Metchie are still professional wide receivers. Yeah. Your offensive line has two really good bookend tackles.
Breece Hall is really
good. Breece Hall is an awesome running back.
So Joe Tippmann's better at guard than he was at center.
Yeah, you're not wrong in terms of like they're less talented than some of these teams. They're not that far less talented that they should be giving up 40 points and getting blown out of the water in the first halves of four straight games. That is unacceptable.
That I agree with. The only thing I push back on that is that what makes a great team, besides having good players and a great coaching staff, is a gel of a team. I use the Knicks as an example all the time. Like when you watch them night to night, they're so cohesive. They're so gelled together.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Jets, even if they have good players, it's so inconsistent in different areas that they have like some players that would be on a practice squad on a regular team, and then they have potential a Pro Bowler. So like there's zero consistency, there's zero gel. And that's the only thing I think that is making this team not go forward. But to say to fire Aaron Glenn after 1 year of inconsistency around the entire organization, I think it's just an overreaction in sports craziness.
Well,
you've
got to
give the guy another year.
And Dave, you're probably right. And it's like what's going to happen. I mean, look, when you listen to Jay Glazer talk about this, Glaze says he's safe. And if Glaze says he's safe, then he's probably safe because Glaze is right about everything. But it also puts a worry in your mind that this team is not playing hard for him.
Yes.
That these games, while they technically don't mean anything, don't mean anything. That's the feeling you get about this Jets team, that these games don't mean anything to them. It can't be that way.
No, and I was going to say, we have this conversation every year with these bad football teams, and we use the word culture so much.
Yeah.
To me, culture means the most important thing for a coach's first year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you establish very early on, hey, listen, we know we're undermanned right now. We're gonna show out on that field. We're going to fight and claw.
Right.
Maybe we find our way to upset a win, but at least we know we're going to put our best foot forward and get embarrassed. That's alarming to me that whatever his plans were for establishing pride and culture, this ain't it.
Yeah.
And if it's not there now, what are they going into the offseason with any belief, whatever guys are left in that room, thinking of what Aaron Glenn's established there?
Right.
He's going to walk away from this year having established what, Tiki, exactly?
I mean, a good running game?
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
And a good special teams. I guess the special teams are let's be fair. The special teams have been exceptional.
Yes, one of the best units in the league.
Best units in the league. They make their field goals. They return well in kicks. They cover well. Other than that, there's not a lot to point to other than Breece Hall having a really good year.
And that's alarming. And you're right. It might be an overreaction to say to fire Aaron. Yes, it is an overreaction. But you also need to have an honest question about what is next for the organization in year two.
Yeah.
And how long a leash is Aaron Glenn going to have? A lot of coaches wash out after 2 years. Mm-hmm. So what are you asking Aaron Glenn to do in year two to assure that he's here for a year three? And then you don't want to do the thing where you keep him too long, where it feels like the Giants did that with their regime. It's all about threading that needle. And to establish a good year two, when you have Brady Cook playing quarterback right now, that is a huge question the Jets have to answer. And I am worried they're going to dump so many assets into a guy they don't believe in by not having the first overall pick.
And in general, I think it's 3/4 years that you have to give your new head coach. You can't. The firing after 1 or 2 years, it's not fair to anybody.
You didn't have enough time to establish anything.
And you haven't turned over the roster enough. You haven't, established a culture with the new guys that necessarily are coming in. When a new coach comes in, a third of the roster turns over. It just is what it is. And so that second year becomes more important than the first year. It's interesting. When you think back about the Dabbs era, the 4 years that he had, three and change, the first year, he got the culture right. It was like immediate. And it was the second year where it waned.
It waned right off the bat on opening night in Dallas.
Yeah, and then the third year, it was just, what the heck was that?
He got some of it back in year two when DeVito played and they had the energy back.
At the end.
At the end.
Right.
But year three, it all went out the window.
It was out the window, and last year, it was his own doing. Yeah, you bring in Russell Wilson and you promise him he's going to start instead of letting Jackson Dart win the competition, which he probably did in preseason.
He ironically pulled a Russell Wilson with Matt Flynn.
100%. And if he lets it start organically as opposed to trying to control it, then Jackson Dart probably saves his job, to be honest with you. And I don't know. Maybe he's worried about more things. Like, what's wrong with our defense? Maybe I get rid of Shane Bowen in week 4.
Right.
As opposed to waiting until, he's fired and now Mike Kafka has to do it. And so it's like the littlest things tip the scale in one way or another.
Felt like he was worried about outside perception.
And I think the whole, I'm going to draft a quarterback, I'm going to groom him, and that's going to help me keep my job was his biggest problem. If you draft a guy and you know he's the guy, and I think a lot of Giants and people in our organization felt like Jackson Dart could be that guy early, you roll with him. Just go with it. We're past this stage of, hey, you got to sit for 2 or 3 years. Yeah, it worked with Jordan Love, but that was extenuating circumstances because you had an MVP in Aaron Rodgers.
Totally different scenario.
It's a completely different scenario. You didn't have a quarterback. You had Tommy DeVito and 2 free agents who were not starters in the NFL anymore.
It's so much more than quarterback, Tiki. For this organization in this town, when Saquon walked out the door, they didn't have a face of the franchise.
No, you're right.
And Jackson Dart became that, but too little too late.
Yes.
For Brian Daboll.
That's right.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.